NBC Radio News. Jeff Thompson reporting. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, seeking political support and military hardware in Europe, has withdrawn Soviet Navy access to Egyptian ports. That announcement in Paris follows the recent cancellation of a friendship pact with Russia. Sadat meeting today with French President D'Estaing has been discussing the Lebanese crisis, calling for President Frangieh's resignation as a peace initiative. NBC's Pat Thompson says the year-long civil war was at the heart of Sadat's talks with French leaders.
President Sadat is said to have given French leaders a complete briefing on the Middle East situation, reiterating his opposition to Syrian intervention in Lebanon. Just this past week, France reaffirmed its willingness to assist in working out a diplomatic solution to get Lebanon back on its feet again. And reports reaching here from Beirut indicate the French may be working on a new initiative, following separate meetings there with Muslim, Christian, and Palestinian leaders. Pat Thompson, Paris.
Despite the two-day-old ceasefire in Lebanon, fighting is reported between rival army forces in the hills east of Beirut and between Christian and Muslim gunmen in the capital city. More news after this.
What's your name?
Fletch.
What's your full name?
Fletcher.
What's your first name?
Irwin. Irwin Fletcher. People call me Fletch.
Irwin Fletcher, I have a proposition to make to you. I'll give you $1,000 for just listening to it. If you decide to reject the proposition, you take the $1,000, go away, and never tell anyone we talked. Fair enough?
Is it criminal? I mean, what you want me to do?
Of course.
Fair enough. For $1,000, I can listen. What do you want me to do?
I want you to murder me.
Sure.
You have just heard page one of Fletch, the most riveting novel you will read this year. Fletch, an award-winning mystery that races to a stunning, nerve-shattering climax. Fletch by Gregory MacDonald. Now on Avon paperback.
A group of dissident Teamsters say they will fight for rejection of the new national freight contract worked out with the trucking industry. Union leaders have recommended acceptance of that agreement announced yesterday, ending a three-day strike, and a membership vote is scheduled for next weekend. Spanish police have arrested more than 200 people in Madrid to try and quell growing unrest against the government. But NBC's John Palmer says authorities in Barcelona seem to play favorites in breaking up outlawed demonstrations there.
Riot police clashed with leftist students after the government issued an order banning a planned demonstration by the socialist and communist parties. Police spent several hours chasing small groups of students who were trying to get together for a mass rally. There were a number of scuffles between police and the students, with police scattering the demonstrators by firing rubber bullets. A few blocks away, members of the right-wing Nationalist Party held a counter-demonstration, but police made no attempt to interfere with this demonstration, which was in support of the government. John Palmer, NBC News, Barcelona.
Jordan's King Hussein, in a San Francisco hospital for a routine physical examination, will be released either today or tomorrow. Normally, he takes his exam in Washington. You're listening to NBC News.
Let's see. You gave some money to the American Red Cross. And maybe now you wonder what happened to it. Here are just a few of the things.
In one recent year, we issued 2,589,861 life-saving and other swimming certificates. Red Cross instructors did the training.
We processed 4,291,519 units of blood.
We provided emergency care for 278,144 disaster victims and workers.
And during disasters, we helped 67,745 families with food, clothing, housing, medical care, occupational supplies.
We helped thousands of veterans to secure their rights.
Provided transportation to the old and infirm.
Taught English to new immigrants.
Conducted drug programs.
Helped people to resettle after...
You know what? There just isn't near enough time in any announcement to tell you everything the Red Cross does. In your community and all across America. 24 hours a day, every day. Red Cross. Isn't it a great idea?
The Federal Aviation Administration is probing an incident in which an airliner's landing gear door broke off, fell 20,000 feet, and hit the ground 50 feet from a Modesto, California child playing in the front yard of her home. There were no injuries, and the plane landed safely in San Francisco. The Soviet Army newspaper Red Star says U.S. development of the submarine or aircraft-launched cruise missile could start a further unbridled arms race and make a new strategic arms limitation agreement impossible. The cruise missile and the Soviet backfire bomber are two factors currently holding up the SALT talks. The Japanese city of Nagasaki, devastated by an atomic bomb in World War II, has protested Friday's French underground nuclear test in the South Pacific. City officials say the test could never be tolerable because it stimulates nuclear arms competition. The Hour's lead story, Egyptian President Sadat cancels Russian Navy access to his nation's port facilities and calls for Lebanon's President Frangieh to resign. Jeff Thompson, NBC News.
NBC Radio News, this is Gary Alexander. President Anwar Sadat of Egypt says he is canceling the Soviet Navy's facility rights at all Egyptian ports. Pat Thompson has more from Paris.
Even before his announcement here in Paris, the Egyptian leader had hinted that Soviet military vessels were no longer welcome at Egyptian ports. Submarines and other Soviet ships have been stopping at Port Said and at Alexandria along Egypt's Mediterranean coast for refueling and bunkering. They've also been using the Suez Canal and smaller ports along the Red Sea. President Sadat explained here that Soviet military and economic pressure prompted the cancellation of their friendship treaty last month. Pat Thompson, Paris.
The Egyptian president in Paris to lay the groundwork for a long-term armaments cooperation treaty with the French also called for the resignation of Lebanon's president Suleiman Frangieh. Fighting reported today between rival factions in the hills of Beirut, and despite a new ceasefire, called 2 days ago, Christian and Muslim gunmen exchanged fire within the walls of the city itself. 130 were killed. More news after this.
This is William B. Williams for Planters Peanuts. People all over America keep saying, pass the Planters because nothing pleases like Planters. We turned it into a tongue twister and asked a lot of people to say, please pass the Planters because Planters pleases. Three times fast.
Please pass the Planters because Planters pleases. Please pass
the... Please pass the Planters because Planters pleases. Nah.
Why would anybody want to say that?
Please pass the Planters because Planters pleases.
You mean if I was a normal person?
That's a tongue twister.
Can I practice?
Please the Planters because Planters pleases.
Please pass the Planters because please Planters.
I get so mixed up.
Why don't you do it?
Please pass the Planters. Please.
Can't do this.
Please pass the Planters because Planters pleases.
Planters peanuts are not only delicious, but they're also packed with protein. And ounce for ounce, they're a better buy than most other snacks. So when it comes to snack foods, remember, nothing pleases like Planters. How about you, young man?
Please pass the Planters because that's very exhausting.
Jordan's King Hussein, now in the United States, was asked today whether Jordan would turn to the Soviet Union as a supplier of anti-aircraft weapons if her wants were not satisfied here.
Feeling throughout has been that weapons that we get from any source are Jordanian weapons when they arrive in our hands and are for our protection and the protection of our country in the face of any threat.
King Hussein of Jordan, who added that's all he would say about those arms now. Spanish police on two fronts fought with leftist demonstrators today as anti-government unrest persists in Spain. In Barcelona, rifle butts, tear gas, and rubber bullets were used as marchers defied government orders forbidding demonstrations. In Madrid, more than 200 were arrested as similar anti-government protests took place. Negotiators for the Teamsters Union and the trucking industry are scheduled to meet tomorrow to clarify the language of their tentative contract agreement announced yesterday. No ratification date for the new pact has yet been set, but some drivers who had been and those who had been on strike already are back on the road. Trucking operations throughout the nation are expected to be normal by tomorrow. You're listening to NBC News.
Martha McClendon of Brentwood, Tennessee, just discovered Trident Sugarless Bubblegum, and what a surprise.
Darby wanted bubblegum, and this really posed a problem. And purely by accident one day at the grocery store, I saw Trident Bubblegum, and I really could have cheered.
No wonder. 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
She likes it, and you can blow bubbles with it. I've blown bubbles with it.
Trident Sugarless Bubblegum, for families who care about their teeth.
We're the fresh guys.
We're the fresh guys.
We're the fresh guys.
We're Wonder Bread.
We've got that fresh, fresh feeling. It makes a bread reform.
Cause we're the Wonder Fresh guys.
We're wrapped while we're still warm.
That fresh bread feeling really makes a sandwich score.
Cause we're the Wonder Fresh guys. Come squeeze us at your store.
Feel the freshness of Wonder Bread. Enjoy fresh-tasting Wonder English muffins, too.
Puerto Rican Democrats select 11 delegates to the Democratic National Convention and 5 caucuses today. Washington State Senator Henry Jackson is expected to get the most delegates. The senator was asked today if his was not a hard-line stand against the Soviet Union.
What disturbs them the most is that they get a signal from our government and then it turns out to be a false signal or it goes off in different directions. That's what they don't like. And I'm a rather direct person and they'll get a direct position.
Senator Jackson made his comments on the CBS program, Face the Nation. Ronald Reagan leaves California for a campaign swing through several western states, including Texas. The Texas primary is May 1st. Wisconsin's primary, along with New York's, is Tuesday. The Hour's lead story, Egypt's Anwar Sadat says he's shut Egyptian ports to Russian warships, and he urges Lebanese President Suleiman Frangieh to resign. Gary Alexander, NBC News.